Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today we're talking about sales systems. And you're thinking, sales systems? Well, I've never even heard those two words used together before. Can sales be systematic? My answer is yes, of course it can. Sales, like any other complex task, eventually becomes systematic. You know, if you do a complex task over and over again, eventually you create a system to do that. And that's true for sales as it is for anything else. But you know, the world is full of people who don't think that way. I realize it's an unusual way to think, but it's the correct way to think if you want to grow your business or grow your practice. Think in terms of sales systems. Now, the world is full of people who think other things. You know, they think they'll hire somebody. When they get bigger, they'll hire somebody to do it. And that work, I have seen that work maybe one out of every 200 times, where you just happen to find the right person at the right place in their life who has the right motivation, the right skill set, and so on and so forth, and they're self-motivated, self-managed, and they can design the system for you and create it and implement it. But the chances of that happening are very, very slight. If you think you're just going to hand over to someone the growing of your business, the sales of your business, that is almost always a recipe for disaster. And then there are those whose approach to sales is characterized by the words, if only I could get that big account, if only I could meet this big person or influential person, if only I. In other words, they continually chase some major, large transaction or potential transaction, and the fate of the business is dependent upon some huge transaction that's always just over the horizon. Believe me, as a lifetime salesperson, I will tell you the big ones don't happen that often. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, the longer it takes for them to fall. If you're basing your business on some big transaction just over the horizon, I think you're going to be disappointed. And then there's, of course, those people who say, well, I'm going to create a website, and then people will just flock to my product or service because of my website. And I will tell you, for every one of those people who create a website, and people do flock, and occasionally it does happen, for every one of those, there's probably 500 to 800 who don't ever have any experience like that. They just sink a lot of money into it and discover that they still need a system to bring people to the website and turn them from inquirers into customers. So that's really what we're talking about here. Looking at the prospect of turning suspects into prospects, prospects into customers, customers into clients, and clients into partners, and then nurturing and maintaining partners for the rest of your life. Now that's a very specific process, and it requires a systematic approach. Now, almost any work can be systematic. You know, systems are how good work gets done. McDonald's, for example, did not grow its business by hiring people and then saying, here, you guys figure it out. No. You know, instead, they work on the basis that there is a best way to take an order, to greet a customer, to fry potatoes, to assemble a cheeseburger. Figure out the best way, put the process in place, get the necessary tools, train everyone in doing it that way, and then measure the results. And you can be successful. Because of that system, see, here's the thing, because of that system, McDonald's can make almost anyone, regardless of their capabilities, into productive, effective employees. You create the system. And a good system helps people become effective. You don't need great people if you have good systems. Even highly skilled, highly educated professionals apply this concept. For example, there is a better way, always a better way, a systematic way to try a case, to perform a surgery, to fly an airliner, you know, to compile an income tax return, on and on it goes. See, any complex task, if it's repeated over and over, eventually becomes systematized. Systems is how good work gets done. So sales is a complex task which is repeated over and over again. Perfect. I mean, that's the criteria for creating a system. The more important and complex the task, the more likely it is that effective principles and processes for successfully completing that task have already been defined and codified. You know, in the world of sales and sales systems, there is already a world of best practices and principles and so on, tools, measurements that have already been proven to grow your business. You just have to acquire them and apply them. Now, that's not to say that there are not individual differences or room for continuous improvement or for variations, you know, based on the specifics of the situation. But those are more embellishments than structures, like the icing on a cake. Without the cake underneath, the icing is sort of useless. The system provides the structure on which the individual can spread personal embellishment. Now, you probably apply this principle in every other aspect of your business. Don't you have a system for almost every important process in your business? I mean, don't your accountants follow a well-defined set of principles and procedures? Don't they have a checklist when they create an income tax return? If you have customer service reps, aren't they expected to input an order in a certain way, respond to a customer in a certain fashion? Don't your purchasing people follow certain procedures? In other words, every aspect of your business other than sales probably already has a system. Why should sales be different? And in truth, it isn't. There are principles, processes, practices, tools, and measurements that have been proven to be more effective in sales than any others. A selling system addresses the interaction between the customer or the prospect and the company and provides a game plan for success. You can graph it. You can identify key points on the process. You can attack those points with thoughtful processes and practices. You can create tools. You can create measurements. You know, study any successful company, and you will discover a sales system. So what does that lead us to? Well, if you want to grow your business, if you want to become more effective, if you want to become more profitable, you have to address the front end or the top line of the business. You have to acquire customers. You have to turn them into repetitive customers, and you have to turn some of those into folks who just can't conceive of them going forward without you. So you create a system that focuses on all of these individual processes and moves people closer and closer into a committed relationship with you. Now, that's easier said than done, but it can be done, and we'll discuss some of the steps towards that system in a future podcast. That's it for now.